So they don't get into the rough stuff, but they'll go out and do chores, load the needles and things. Some of them give shots and things.
So then you just use the regular term.
Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned a castrated swine being a barrow. What about sheep? Do you know what castrated sheep are called?
Yeah, there's a name for it, but I can't tell you what it is. I've never been around sheep.
What about a horse?
A horse, yeah, I knew you was going to come around there. A male is a stud, a female is a mare, and there's a gelding.
Okay. That's what I was looking for.
Now, I believe that's a castrated male horse.
And what about cattle? Castrated cattle.
Well, heifers are heifers.
Uh-huh.
And the males are bulls.
Right.
And the castrated one, they're steers.
Okay. Do you use many dogs out on the ranch?
Not a lot. Not a lot.
What would a dog of a mixed breed be called?
Well, I have one that's a red heeler. There are blue heelers. Then there's border collies.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few different breeds of dogs.
What about when they're mixed? One of them has all sorts of different breeds in it. What would you call it out here?
Hines 57 dog.
That is really what people call them out here.
Huh?
People really call them Hines 57 dog.
I've heard that.
I've heard somebody else told me that too.
Hines 57 just means they. Nobody knows what their breeding is.
That's you ever call them mongrels or mutts? Or
yeah, anything? I've heard that mongrel and mutt, but I don't know what that really classifies.
What that means, okay. What about a lamb that's lost its mother? Do you have a word for that?
Yes, years ago, there was some fellas had sheep and they called them pinkos, but
wow.
I don't know whether that's a correct name or not.
Okay. Would that be the same thing for a calf or a horse that's lost its mother?
No. A calf that lost its mother is just an orphan calf.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Do you ever,
and that may be true of the lamb.
Okay.
These were Spanish people.
You ever
I think Pinto is a Spanish name.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And I have heard of it. Have you ever heard of them called bums?
What?
Bums?
No.
Okay. But panko, okay. Can you tell me what people call animal excrement around here, animal waste? Like cow or...
Oh, I think you just use it called manure.
Okay. Okay. What kind of wild animals do you have running around here?
Oh, we have coyotes and now the guys down in the canyons, they have some big cats.
Oh, really?
I don't know just what they call them.
Mountain lions, bobcats?
Well, I believe they are mountain lions. Probably a smaller type, maybe, something.
Okay.
They do have them. And we have bobcats. It's a big wild cat.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they're not huge like a mountain lion.
Right.
So they don't bother cattle.
No.
The bobcats
don't. A little too small. What do you think they do then?
Oh, I don't know. They live on little animals. But
what kind of little animals do you have around here?
Oh, we have rats, mice, and prairie dogs, but they're zillions.
Do you have chipmunks?
Not here.
Squirrels?
They're around, but they're not in this country.
Okay. What about squirrels?
There's some squirrels here in town.
Do you have different kinds? Or just
No. I don't know what they got.
Just pretty
in fact,
much
I don't have any around here, but downtown where they got some bigger trees.
Yeah.
They've got it.
Oh, they like the trees.
Yeah, I seen one running across the street downtown today.
Do you have any chucks?
Any what?
Chucks? Like ground chucks, wood chucks, anything like that?